how well I know. That's why I'm here. Now, obedience to a parent's instructions. I don't know what the situation is in the United States. I don't know what the situation is in India. I know what it is in the United States. In the United States, if a parent spanks a child, that parent can go to jail. Do you hear me? Is that awful? And of course, what happens? The parents then just lose control of their children. Praying for one's parents and sisters, this should be every day. Even special prayers, we ought to say our fathers and mothers. Some 30 years ago, my Jesuit superiors told me to write a prayer book for the English-speaking Jesuits, which I did. It's a 500-page prayer book. And in that prayer book, there are not a few prayers that we Jesuits say and can say daily our fathers and our mothers. Then, in Old Testament, cruelty to parents, sisters, hear it, was punishable by execution. Finally, and this, as I'm sure we all in greater or less measure know, we ought to provide for our parents in their sickness and old age. And this can be a big sacrifice. Sacrifice both for us and a sacrifice for our parents. Am I making sense, sisters? As religious, we obviously leave our domestic home and then our parents, whether repeated sickness or old age or various circumstances which they may find themselves. And this was, I waited 4 years for my university studies. I did not think I could possibly have a vocation as a priesthood and religious life and leave my widowed mother all alone in bad health. She found out that I was interested in becoming a priest and religious. So like she used to do when I was younger, she bawled me out. The Lord is giving a vocation. Don't worry about me. The Lord will take care of me. You go. And she lived just to see me ordained. She died the year after my ordination. I was ordained on the same day and the same hour that I was born. And one reason, sisters, one reason, of course, God's providence, I didn't marry. I dated all kinds of girls. I kept comparing them with my mother. Try another one. No better. And sisters, as I'm sure you know, a selfless father and a selfless mother are a great gift from God. And as missionaries of charity, sisters, whatever you do, help both children. And the word is honor, which means love, respect, obey, and care for their parents. Over the years, I've worked with the Little Sisters of the Poor. You know who they are? Little Sisters of the Poor? They take care of the aged. Yeah. One whole week, I give a retreat just to some 200 elderly people in a home for the Little Sisters of the Poor. And some of those older people, fathers and mothers, told me their children living in the same city of Chicago would never come to visit their father or mother. Oh, how perilous, how much they can suffer because their children do not show them the love and gratitude. Except for a father and mother, where would we be? We wouldn't be. Men, duties of parents, and the fourth commandment, sisters, pertains both to children and to parents. The family is, and this is the language of the church, a spiritual community. What unites us as a family, and I don't mean just as religious, what really unites us as a family is not just that we happen to have had the same father or mother. No. We are to be united in spirit and sisters. One of the most agonizing pain is, as I'm sure parents then have the duty of providing notice for the physical, mental, and spiritual well care of their offspring. And in the United States, one day, as I taught your sisters in New York, in the Bronx, where the regional office is, and I was giving them a talk in their chapel, and I asked the sisters, the Bronx is, well, part of New York City. Now, part of the Bronx is, well, you might say, in good shape. Much of the Bronx is poverty. All kinds of people who are neglected. So I asked your sisters, sisters, among the people who you care for here in the Bronx, what percentage would you say of the children are living with their mother and father who are married? Get my question? How many of the children are living with their fathers and mothers where the father and mother are married? And the sisters told us, or told me, and most, 1 out of 10, 90% of the children are not living with their married parents. And the chaos, children, and they find out very soon, now, the mother, for example, this may be the third man she's living with. Or the father, mother does not know even where the father is.